Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
In the last two games against the Henderson Silver Knights, the Barracuda went into the third period with two goal leads, only to squander them and eventually fall in overtime. That would not be the case tonight as they explode for three goals in the final 20 minutes of play to put a nail in the coffin early against the Henderson Silver Knights, and they roll to a 6-1 final here tonight. A great way to start off this five-game homestand. They also snap a two-game skid at home, and a three-game skid against the Knights. They were 0-1-2 against Henderson coming into the evening to start the eight-game season series, but they win this one in runaway fashion as they score six goals, and they match a season high for their largest margin of victory. First time they've done that and had a five-goal win since October 14th, the second game of the year. One of the best performances by far for John McCarthy's team here tonight. And it started off quickly. As let's recap this one. At 4:36, Nathan Todd, who's really started to find his groove, he'd find Radim Šimek coming down from the right point, and the veteran D-man would fire it home for his third of the year, and in the process would snap a eight-game goalless drought. Zoid circles the net near side. Gushin protecting the puck, leads the Barracuda in scoring, twisted back down low. Castles tried to center for Todd, came back to Cole Castles. Castles in his first season in a Barracuda sweater, back into the trapezoid, scooped up by Todd, centered in front, shot, scored! Šimek coming down from the right point. He beats the netminder for Purdy, and the Barracuda are on the board. 4 minutes and 36 seconds into the first period. Relentless pressure. It really started with the effort of both Gushin, Castles, and Todd. It's now four games against the Knights and four times in which the Barracuda have scored the game's first goal. That has not equaled success, though, for the remainder of the game, as the Knights would maybe plant a bit of seed of doubt in the Barracuda's minds when they would tie the score at the 14-minute mark. But that was wiped away quickly as Leon Gavanke, late in the first period, after Sheldon Rempel was called for hooking at 17:02, Gavanke would fire one home his fourth of the year to make it a 2-1 lead for the Barracuda late in period number one. And now for Gushin. We're tied at 1-1. Under two to go here in this first period. Barracuda on the power play here. There's a one-timer board low, and it directed its way up and over the target. Now Gavanke. His shot! He scores! Leon Gavanke! Sneak one through, and it's a power play goal for the Barracuda. They've got PPGs in four straight. Time of the goal for Leon Gavanke on the power play at 18:26. Jacob Peterson and Daniil Gushin would pick up the assist. So for Gushin, it was two helpers in the opening 20 minutes of play, and the Barracuda had a 2-1 lead going into period number two. They would not wait long in the second period to extend their lead. In fact, just 56 seconds into the second, they'd make it a 3-1 score. A net drive by Jacob Peterson was turned aside by Henderson's goaltender, Jordan Paperny, but on the loose puck, it was Ethan Cardwell cleaning up the rebound as he slid home the backhand for his sixth of the year, and the Barracuda would extend their lead to two. On the backhand, save made, rebound, they score! And the Barracuda extend their lead to 3-1. Cardwell, who came into the game with 3 points over his last two, he's got another goal here. He's up to six on the year. That would be a big insurance goal for the Barracuda, and the only goal of that second period, so San Jose would take a 3-1 lead into the third. We mentioned how history has run its course so far this year for the Barracuda in not necessarily a great way, but they wouldn't allow for what's happened in the previous three games to affect their performance this evening. The Barracuda had multi-goal leads in the third period in the last two games against the Knights and came out with just two combined points. That would not be the case this evening because they would not wait long in the third period. Just 1:41 into the third, to push their lead to 4-1 as Nathan Todd will continue his big night. He'd shovel home his fourth of the year, his second in as many games, his third in his last four. The time, the goal for Todd at 1:41 from Castles and Gushchin to make it 4-1 early third period. Trying to spot Gushchin back post. He was open, but Castles could not get it to him. And the Silver Knights return it to center. Gushchin receives a pass immediately. He's over the line, spins one for Todd. Caroms to Castles, leads into a Todd on the backhand, scores! Stay hot, Nathan Todd. He's got his second point of the night. And the Barracuda push their lead to 4-1. And that is a humongous goal, given the way that these games have shook it out for the Barracuda. Yeah, that goal seemed to really give the Barracuda some confidence, because at 5:16, they would extend their lead. Daniil Gushchin would receive a pass right atop the left dot from Cole Castles, and he'd fire a no-doubter home for his fourth point of the night. Castles and Todd pick up the assist as the Barracuda would extend their lead to 5-1. Field has played really well tonight, partnered up with Shimmick, backhanded down and deep by Todd. 14:52 remaining in the third. Now Castles. Gushchin shoots and scores! A one-timer by Gushchin on the left dot, and the Barracuda are up by four. It's Gushchin's fourth point of the night. Time of the goal for Daniil Gushchin at 5:16, a career-high 4 points for Goosh. The Barracuda were not done, though. At 9:12, Brett Kemp would join the party after a giveaway by the Knights. Weisblatt would spot it to him, and Kemp would go upstairs for his first in the American Hockey League. Under 11 to go in this third period. Barracuda lead 5-1. Jake, a stick broken, too, as he tried to hand it off. Here's a chance! Kemp, he scores! It's his first in the American Hockey League, and the Barracuda have blown the floodgates wide open. Jake, a stick broken too. That leads to the turnover. Weisblatt hands off for Brett Kemp. He goes upstairs. Brett Kemp, a beautiful finish, his first in the AHL. Time to go at 9:12, and the Barracuda at the time would take a 6-1 lead, a lead they would not give up as they roll to the 6-1 final. With the win, San Jose, they improve now to 6-10-4 on the year. The Knights at 500, they are 10-10-1-2. They have dropped 5 in a row, 0-4-1 over their last 5. The Barracuda snap a 2-game skid on home ice and a 2-game skid overall, and they pick up their first win in 4 attempts against the Knights. Losing goaltender Jordan Perpini. Perpini has now dropped 4 straight for the Silver Knights. The winning goaltender, Etu Makaniemi, his second win of the year. He makes 25 stops for the Barracuda, his second win in his last 3 starts. And a good job for him to avenge what turned out to be a tough night on Saturday. He was shelved after just 20 minutes of play, giving up 4 goals. So Makaniemi bounces right back. He was outstanding. The Barracuda outstanding defensively. They really helped their goaltender out tonight. They were blocking shots. They were helping out in their own end, protecting the house. And offensively, obviously, an explosion. 6 different goal scorers in route to the win. Multiple players picking up multiple points. Jacob Peterson had 2 assists in the win. Nathan Todd had 3 points, a goal, and 2 assists. Radim Shimmick had a goal and an assist. Cole Castles had 2 assists, and Daniil Gushchin led the way. He had 4 points, a goal, and 3 assists. Let's go over tonight's 3 stars as the Barracuda win this one by a score of 6-1. Our number 3 star, Radim Shimmick, opened up the scoring back in the first at 4:36. Shimmick ended his evening a goal, an assist, a +3 rating, which matched for the team high, along with Nikolai Kadyshov, his defensive partner. And Shimmick also finished with 1 shot on net. He is our number 3 star. Number 2 star, Nathan Todd. Todd picks up his first 3-point effort as a member of the Barracuda. He's starting to really come alive. He's got points in 4 straight as Todd. He's got 6 points now in his last 4 games. He had 5 points through his first 14 games. So he has really begun to heat up offensively. He is the number 2 star. Todd finishes his night a goal, 2 assists, +2 rating, and 2 shots on net. And the number one star is Daniil Gushchin. Gushchin finishes his night with a goal and three assists. For Gush, a career-high 4 points in the victory. And Gushchin now sits atop the team lead. Came into the game leading the team in scoring, but he now on the season has 19 points through 19 games for the second year forward. So Gush, another big performance. Makaniemi outstanding in the nets. And one of the biggest storylines of the victory for the Barracuda, they go 5-for-5 on the penalty kill. This has been a unit that has struggled all season long. And what a big momentum builder potentially for the Cuda, who went 4-for-4 in the loss on Saturday against Tucson. So over their last two games, 9-for-9 on the kill. Certainly, that is a encouraging sight for Team Teal. Final tonight, 6-1 in favor of the Barracuda. They take down the Knights. These two teams will run it back tomorrow. That's a 6 o'clock puck drop. We will not have any pregame coverage on the audio network due to the fact that the Barracuda will also be on NBC Sports California on the telecast side. So we'll have no pregame show on the radio end, but you can watch the game on NBC Sports California. Scott Hannon will join me as we'll drop the puck around 6:05 for the second game of back-to-back between these two clubs. Big win for John McCarthy's team. They'll try to carry the momentum into tomorrow. They have not won back-to-back games yet this year, but they've got a Silver Knight team that has now dropped 5 in a row. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage tonight. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us, whether you listen or you watch. We certainly do appreciate it as the Barracuda win here in runaway fashion by a final score of 6-1. A quick reminder tomorrow, if you are coming to the game, make sure to join us in Calder Sports Bar following the game as Ozzie Weisblatt will join myself for another post-game Q&A. Tomorrow is Hockey is for Everyone night as well. Pick up your tickets by going to sjbarracuda.com/tickets. Again, if you can't make the game, you can watch it on NBC Sports California and listen at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and of course via the Sharks plus SAP Center app and the Sharks audio network. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. I'm Nick Nolenberger, again reminding you of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 6, the Silver Knights 1. Until tomorrow night, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.